distortion.
Welcome to the podcast, Appetite for Distortion, episode number 449. My name is Brando, and it's just me and you today talking. That's it. Baby Brownstone is not here, so no cooing or crying in the background. He and my wife, I may have mentioned this before, she is a dance teacher for kids ages 3 to high school, so there's always competitions going on. So she's in Jersey for this competition, and instead of leaving him here with me with my handicapped ass all weekend, she took him along, and he's surrounded by little girls and moms. So he's a lot safer over there. But so it's been nice. I mean, I obviously love my child and my wife very much, but I don't know how the last 2 days, maybe it's no coincidence, I slept until 2 p.m. Oh, my God. To say I'm a little sleep-deprived, like every new parent is an understatement. But it is what it is. I love it. You know, it's the best thing to ever happen to me. And this podcast is the fact that it's tied into it, that I've been able to incorporate him into it, is something I never dreamed of at all. So let's kind of start there where... No, this podcast, if for those who have been listening to episode 1, and we're slowly approaching 500, to those just finding us, you know, this just started as a passion project. I'm already working in radio, but it's changed a lot. It really has. Where podcasting, where it was kind of this underground thing, where maybe it is to a certain degree, but at the same time, it's not. It's so mainstream. And it was just a very interesting time when I joined on to do this with Ian. And thanks for all the great feedback with Scotto coming back to guest co-host an episode. And that is always on the table with Scotto. He and I get along. He texts me stuff. You know, he's the only one who will text me some random rap fact that I don't care about, but I appreciate. Or something, he's like, oh, did you see this in the GNR news? So he's always kind of he's in the know. I appreciate it. So he'll be back again to co-host. And that's important for everybody to know. That's why I always say current friend, former co-host, Scotto. Because if you have been listening to episode 1, this whole ride, you know, it's crazy to be talking about kids, you know, like a kid now. But back then, you know, my co-host options were Scotto. And sometimes we'd have other names pop on. But it's been a crazy journey. Just in my life and then with this podcast to get to this point of just meeting people and just kind of whole relationships coming and going and getting to talk to some of my favorite rock stars of all time, getting to talk to all of you from all over the world is so effing cool, man. I don't know why I censored myself, but GNR does that every social media post. Here's an effing solo. Hell, we were in effing Brazil. Here, effing Axel. Everything is always effing. It's, I don't know. I put a lot of effort, effing effort into my social media posts and carefully wording it, but I'm not Guns N' Roses, I guess. So, but you may have seen a change, some changes going on if you've been following us on social media. As I always say, the conversation continues. I have announced, this episode is called, Welcome to the website, afdpod.com. Yes, it almost took as long as Chinese Democracy to come out, but finally, a website, a one-stop shop for you to go to for everything Appetite for Distortion, afdpod.com. And this would not be possible at all without G Hall, rhyme somewhat intended, from Scotland, who has been in the podcast a few times, most notably here to when he was promoting his DIY, do-it-yourself, Izzy Stradlin documentary, Dust and Bones, which has had hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube. And he's currently working on, I really don't know much detail about it, but he's working on a Use Your Illusion documentary in the same style. That's all I really know about it. But if it's anything like the Izzy doc, It's going to be really creative, really cool. And he has just helped me launch this website, which is, it's out, but it's still growing. There's still parts where I want to incorporate you. So that's why I want to do this episode, me to you, because you are coming along on this ride that is still, it's still going. Because I could easily say, hey, you know what? I have my radio job. You know, my kid, I need a weekend without him to actually get sleep. But at whatever, I could not do this podcast, but I want to do it. I love doing it, but it's kind of like I need to, I guess, literally make it worth my while at this point, where I've always said this is not, it's not about the money. It's still not about the money now. It's about connecting with you. It's about getting to interview really awesome people. And the feeling I get when, you know, a radio friend compliments me, or, you know, Zach Myers from Shinedown go, oh, I've seen your name in Blabbermouth. That's just very satisfying to me that people are hearing it. People are enjoying it. So that's satisfying. But I want to keep going. So how do I keep going? Well, the same way I've kept going this whole time. And that's because of you. If there were just, you know, 5, 10, even 100 hardcore Guns N' Roses fans that just listened to this podcast, I'm sorry, 100 people is not enough to be doing this for 8 years and counting. So where I am nowhere near the top echelon of podcasts, where I, you know, maybe one day I could hit those hundreds of thousands of views, you know, every episode. No, but I'm glad I can get a few thousand, and there are episodes that do way more because they get coverage. It's just a ride. So okay, let's come along together instead of saying, okay, listen to me on iHeart. Oh, this and that. Listen on Spreaker, on all these social media platforms and this and that. Just go to AFDpod.com. And it's just, I want to make it easy for us to go into the future with all of this. And because there are things I want to do with you that go with AFDpod.com. So I already put out on social media that I want your testimonials. And you've given me a few where, give me a name, give me where you're from. Whether, you know, if you're in the States like me, what state you're from, if you're from another country, you know, I'm from Brazil, I'm from Canada, I'm from Australia, things like that. And give me a name of your favorite guest or guests, a few names, and just a couple sentences, and we'll put it on the website. So that means when people find out about Appetite for Distortion, namely guests, okay? So because this is still a double-edged sword, being a Guns N' Roses-themed podcast. People will see it. Think of just some 80s dude that just wants to talk about nothing but Guns N' Roses and salacious, you know, salacious things and drugs and just trying to create clickbait. No, no, no. AFDpod.com, see all the testimonials from you and see how legit we are and how widespread the just array of guests that we've had on, including you, which you have been a guest to do reviews of the show, to do the fan obsession. So it's, instead of saying people just like, oh, what, they have to Google us and find out, do their own research. It's all right there on AFDpod.com. So it's not there yet. It's not there yet. It's going to grow. So I'm soliciting. I'm soliciting, as they say, right now, for some testimonials. So you could, and any of the social media, you can always email at theafdshow@gmail.com. There are also ways to submit questions on the website. Somebody had an issue with, because there is finally a good merch website where you can get Appetite for Distortion shirts, mugs, some styles that G Hall made. One being a, there's actually a couple being like, there's a skull, give it a finger, give it the finger, not just a finger, the finger. Also, dog tags. There's a double talk and jive motherfucker where there's a skull hand coming out of a garbage can. So he designed that. And somebody had an issue buying it. There was something wrong with Teespring. So I told, I got the email, told G. G fixed it. Boo! Fixed. I don't know why I was booed there, but I'm excited. If you haven't been able to tell, this is the most excited and perhaps well-rested I've been in a long time. And shout out to Connie Pat, who was on guest co-hosted a few episodes ago. Connie from Greece, who I don't mind saying it off the air. He's like, I'm just checking in on you. You look tired. I'm like, really? I tried to have, you know, be upbeat for the podcast and be not seem like, oh, I just I've been waking up every 3 hours for the, I don't want to be like that. So I guess that's why this, just to avoid that conversation, whether I feel or look tired, just to keep it like audio. So that's why this episode is just audio. I don't have to worry about what I look like. Although I am wearing the orange Guns N' Roses like skeleton surfer T-shirt that I love so much. Yeah, so if you needed to know what I'm wearing. So it's just, I'm so excited. So in addition to the testimonials, I want to do other things with you involved on the website. For one, you could always submit, like if you have like, oh, this would be cool, that would be cool. Again, there's like a little pop-up, which I thought was genius by G to do. Like a suggestion for the website. But what I'm going to do is not always rest on my laurels or just hope that when an interview comes out, that Blabbermouth, Ultimate Guitar, Loudwire, Ultimate Classic Rock, one of these sites picks it up. I could be like, hey, I know this is newsworthy. This is going to be picked up, and kind of just wait. And there are certain guests, like if I know if I have Dave Mustaine on, it's going to be picked up. Things like that. But I would like to start, and I'm going to start writing my own articles. So for those of you who may not have the time to listen to the whole episode, just to read a little bit about it. And just read the big quotes. Read some stories that then maybe they're like, okay, you know what? I like this. And they'll have you go to the episode. Just something in addition to just doing a podcast. Or go back to my journalism roots. But I say it involves you. Because in much of the same way that where I have you co-host episodes, no matter where you're from, no matter what your background is, I don't care. You just need to be a nice person and have a passion for Guns N' Roses. That's it. Those are my only two criteria. Be nice and like GNR. It's really not that difficult. So I would like sometimes for you to write articles. I think that would be fun. A lot of you, you know, tweet at me your thoughts. So if you want to do it, whether it be for fun, I have high school kids that listen to me. If you want to do it just for references later on to be like, oh, I've already have stuff in print. And you never know. You could write an article that gets picked up. Then all of a sudden you're being quoted by one of these major news outlets. That's pretty awesome. To see your name in print is fucking cool. I incentivize myself there. And it is. So I'm putting that out there as well. So especially for those of you who do listen to every episode and or know what's newsworthy. Because you see what's out there too. I'm not expecting some, and I'm not going to do it myself, New York Times in-depth piece about, you know, when I have a certain guest on. I'm not going to, you know, ask about that. Just be better journalists than the journalists out there today, which, if you know, you know, which is really not that difficult. You see how you click on some of these sites that with news articles and they're so poorly written. It's just to get something up there and people still click. It's the clickbait. So just write somewhat well. That's it. And I'll look it over in just a few paragraphs. Again, I'm already thinking like an editor. We're not at that stage yet, but just check out afdpod.com and just kind of sink in. Episodes are there. Newer episodes, our back catalog. You can read a little bit about me. You can read a little bit about G Hall. You can check out the merch. I just think everything looks very streamlined. So we're going to build it more in the future. And also links to Patreon. So I haven't mentioned it in a bit where, you know, years ago I created a Patreon. Very rarely promoted it because it's just so much more work. And this is a stereotypical joke. You either know or you don't. Despite my heritage, I don't like asking for money. I'm not good with money. I'm very, very easy to please. There's not much I ask for. As long as I can survive. I don't have dreams of grandeur of mansions and boats. I don't. If anything, I remember, this will show you that I'm not lying. That when I was doing radio in Cape Cod, right? And I started out there part-time. I only went out up there with a Saturday night shift. But I knew it's kind of like being a baseball player or being a musician, or you got to kind of start out, you know, low. You got to build. And then I had job interviews lined up for other things to supplement me. And one of them was I tried to dip my hand in sales, which I guess is what Patreon is, which is where I'm getting to. And I'm very uncomfortable with it. I even did telemarketing for 3 weeks and then I quit. I'm like, I fucking hate this. Like selling timeshares. I'm like, you know, you're not ripping people off, but you're bothering people. You're still getting them to spend money they really don't need to spend. So it's like, no offense if you're a telemarketer. Just not for me. But I'm not also, I'm not a salesman. So basically, I went to my general manager at Cape Cod at Pixie 103. He's not there anymore. I forget. I don't know if he's retired or he moved somewhere else. But I said I want to try my hand in sales. And, you know, he respected me, but he wasn't sure. He knew I was a rocker guy. Like, am I really going to be into selling? He's like, what's your motivation for money? And at that time, like, I'm just living with a roommate. You know, I have a car. There's nothing I really needed because I was starting my career. So I go, I don't know, more tattoos. He laughs in my face. And I felt embarrassed and angry, to be honest with you. But you know what? That was a really immature answer. But you know what? If I didn't have a kid and a wife, it might be my same answer now. Now all the money goes towards them. And this podcast, I guess. That's where I'm leading to also. But that goes to show you what I really need. I don't eat a lot. I don't drink. So yeah, tattoos and weed. That's what I like spending money on for myself. And merch when I go to Guns N' Roses shows. And I don't even like taking your money there. Forgive me, I forget your name. Somebody offered to buy my merch one time. And I said, thank you. But, you know, that means a lot. But no thank you. I don't want to take your money. But here, it's not taking your money. It's where if you're we're offering you stuff on Patreon. We already have an episode up there, me and G Hall talking about Patreon. And we also do an in-depth breakdown of the general video where I did a few reviews of the song on the podcast. We talk about the video and how we reached out to Creative Works London. I guess not officially. I don't want to make it seem like that. But we had a little Twitter interaction and just made it seem like that interview would not be happening. But we talk about it. Him, you know, being a graphic artist has a different perspective and adds to the conversation. So that is up there now. And if you want to just check out a highlight, that is on our ever-growing YouTube channel as well. So there's a five-minute clip of what's, I think, like an hour episode, just if you want to check that out. That's something that's going to happen going forward, doing episodes with Graham. It's something that's been lacking, and I apologize to you. And it's probably why I'm so excited today, because I'm so well-rested, and I haven't been for a long time, where I would put in for the more effort, and I hate to say this, I feel a little bit of shame, more effort into the episodes when I started than now. I kind of rest on the laurels of an interview. That's enough. And some GNR stuff after, of course, or mix it in however. Whereas in the beginning, you may realize I had whole segments of GNR news. I just don't have that kind of time unless it's within the same time I carve out for that interview. It's I hate to say it. I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses. But with Graham, he's kind of, I'm happily being forced to do that. Where it's like, okay, we're going to do these Patreon episodes doing what I used to do with Ian. Just doing it with, instead of Ian Scotto, I'm doing it with G. Scott, Scotland, G from Scotland kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to that. Only one episode again up there, and there'll be more Patreon ideas to come. And I did talk about this on social media a while ago, so kind of just to wrap this up, because I've done episodes on this, but just because I'm now it's officially moving on. I thought I had one episode on the old Patreon of me reading the first chapter from my book with Doug, and it did really well. A lot of you were excited to hear more. Doug had reached out to me. Long story short, we came to an agreement that I wasn't going to do it like that. We thought maybe we were going to do it together, which I thought it would have been really cool, us doing Patreon videos ourselves, and reading the book, and within that, probably getting more context and more stories that I would have needed to finish the book. That was my idea. He felt he needed to finish just have a book. Okay, that's fine. And we just couldn't come to an agreement of how, if I was going to help him out in any way. So I just want to move on at this point. So whether or not, point being, whether or not Doug is going to work on an autobiography, I don't know anymore. I'm out of that business. It was a great experience. It was a cool experience. It was some good, some bad, but it gave for a lot of content, didn't it? But I want to specifically revert my, because that's not a, I've had like get in the ring segments, and that's not, you know, Doug is, he's always been kind to me. It's just one of those things, maybe like a relationship just didn't work out. I'll say it like that. But, and I'm not going to call this, because I don't want to ever get accused of, which is funny, me bullying. I remember just someone trying to say that to me early on in the podcast days, where you just call somebody out, like, and get in the ring. So I just don't do that anymore. So this person, this was the second time in a row. I mean, I know this record, this name was familiar to me, very familiar to me, as somebody who posts a lot, as a big Guns N' Roses fan who seems to meet a lot of the people, goes to different events, different shows, seems nice enough. But they just started to, I remember this, what it was, comments on when Slash was at the Grammys performing with Ryan Gosling, which I don't think I've gone in depth with, and I've read a little bit more about, that it wasn't like Slash's, he was asked to do it by Mark Ronson. It wasn't like Slash's calculated decision to do it, and he wasn't going to do it, Slash, because he was in Asia, but somehow, you know, because he's famous enough, they pulled that off with planes and jets and all that first class goodness, that Slash gets to live the high life. So good for him. He's earned it. So Slash did that. I think that was cool as hell. Otherwise, I would have zero interest, and I have had zero interest in the Grammys for a variety of reasons. We don't need to talk about that. Same thing with the VMA. Any of those award shows, what I thought was kind of cool when I was a kid, because all the celebrities are on, I zero interest, but you can't avoid when you have social media. So there, you see rumors about Slash being there, and I'm lucky enough to have access to Getty Images through my job, where I have pictures of Slash and Megan on the red carpet. Then I have pictures of Slash and Wolfgang up there with Ryan Gosling. Just cool. And by the way, oh, this song isn't cool. It's not meant to be. It's a fun song. It's a fun song from a very popular movie. It's not that big of a deal. So I love the fact that Slash did it. The Slash brand is as strong as ever when you think about it. Everybody know, like, if you were just watching that and you had no idea about what was going to happen, you knew who Slash was. Everybody watching, even like, oh yeah, that's the guy from, you know, we couldn't put it together, that's the guy from, everyone knows the guy from Guns N' Roses, or oh, Slash, you should know the name. It's interesting that you know, if you blinked, you didn't see Wolfgang Van Halen. But if you're a rock fan, you do know him. If you're not, you probably don't know him. Honestly, he's not as recognizable, or is anybody as recognizable as Slash. So awesome. So this guy started commenting on the timeliness of my posts, which made no sense to me, because the show, I think, had just maybe ended, and I just get these pictures from Getty. It's not like the same day, not a week later, not a month later, not even the next day. So kind of criticizing my timeliness of it. I tried to add him being like, what are you doing here? This is why are you talking down to me to do better? That was the thing. You're better than this. Do better. What do you? Better than what? Better than as soon as I have access to photos? I'm not watching the fucking show. I'm following on along on social media. Who gives a shit? So that annoyed me. So, but whatever. Here's how I am on social media. I don't just out block you. I don't just do that out of the gate. Unless you're, hey, fuck you, fuck this, bad, 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 bad. You know, that rarely happens. But if, and I will never block for a difference of opinion. But it's when name calling or insulting and things, it's that next level where if you're an adult, you know that what that next level is. That post happened and I'm like, all right, move on. Then I post a few days ago, a very common question, but in my head, I'm creating a conversation with a little bit of a twist. If you take User Illusion 1 and 2, you condense it into one album. Everybody's done that. 12 tracks, a little different there. Why 12? Because Appetite is 12. So the question is, if you get the 12 verse 12, is that a better record? What is that in comparison to Appetite for Destruction? And I've said before, I've gone on record, every time we talk about it, every year it comes up, it deserves to be. It is a, whether you want to call it a double album, two single albums that came out at the same time, however you want to phrase it, it's great. I've learned to really, because of you, appreciate the Don't Cry alternate lyrics, which I never did before, but many of you, when I asked them, it was a few years ago, and I still remember it. I was like, wow, there are a lot of you that really dig this. So perhaps I was wrong. Perhaps I was wrong the entire time. So, but I would never change that. So that's just me. This is just more of like, okay, with Axl wanting to, quote, bury Appetite. And for those of you who feel that it should have been one, take its top 12, put it against Appetite. What does it do? Okay? Got great, great responses all across social media, except for this one douchebag. Who starts out, by the way, I respect you. I love you. Unrequited. If you respect and love, this is how you, the following is how you respect and love. I don't want it. Now you're asking the dumbest asked questions as clickbait. You're better than this. Don't ever disrespect the album that's not only changed your life, but what you copied as your moniker. Do better. This is exactly how you lose credibility. You're not starting a debate. You're desperate for traffic. First of all, fuck you. Just flat out, fuck you. I can't wait because he doesn't respond because he's a coward. I'm waiting for the next response just to block you unless it's a heartfelt apology. Because if that's your respect and love again, I don't fucking want it. And I feel bad for the people in your life. The dumbest ask questions. First of all, that the phrasing makes you look like a rube. So you're already starting out as a pretty dumb yourself. Clickbait? Do you know what clickbait is, by the way? And I will say that I've lazily used it in the wrong way before. Clickbait is misrepresentation. Is saying, hey, click on this to see this. And it's not that. Or it's something else. It's something that is misleading. Misleading to get you to click onto something. I am posting a picture that requires no clicking, first of all. No clicking. So this is a no click. You can to like it. You can to comment on it. But it requires nothing. I don't require you to go to AFDpod.com. It's just right there in your face. So no clicking. So again, in the words of South Park, dumb, 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 dumb. Next up, the album that only changed your life, but what you copied as your moniker. There are a lot of albums that changed my life, if you want to go that way, Appetite for Destruction, but Dookie changed my life, which sounds so weird. Of course, the album that's, oh God, it's, what is it, 30 years old, 1994, crazy. The Color and the Shape, Foo Fighters, I don't talk about that enough. That album really changed my life, but also, when they have those, a lot of these outlets, news outlets, do the 5 albums that changed my life, 10 albums that changed my life kind of interviews. For me, it's never, music overall has changed my life, but it's never been about like one album per se, because November Rain changed it as equally as to me as listening to all of Appetite. November Rain was my introduction, the video, everything. But also, I think about the words changed my life. That's music in general. Those are people. Those are like maybe places you go. So that's maybe I'm splitting hairs here. But copied as my moniker. First of all, a copy. So I would be the Appetite for Destruction podcast. So not a copy. Dumb, 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 dumb. Appetite for Distortion. Appetite for is something that's been done since Appetite for Destruction, which by itself is a copy of The Painting, right? Robert Williams painting, the band cover that's on the inside, was called Appetite for Destruction. So Guns N' Roses copied it. You schmuck. So do better. You need to do better. You're being one of those fans that I really despise. The ones that are the holier than thou fans. Those are the ones that I, you know, if you want to be a sycophant that think that your band does no wrong, I prefer that than these arrogant fuck fans. And this guy is one of them. So, and how would I lose credibility? Again, based on anything that I said. How? I'm not starting a debate. Look at the comments. Look at the fucking comments, bro. Oh, close to 100 comments on Facebook alone. I'm not looking at X right now. I'm not looking at Instagram right now, which are basically the same. So I created a conversation. You needed to make it about yourself. Thanks to the Josh Fleener, who came to my defense. Nah, not a dumb question. People are different. Everyone has different taste. And this person was nasty to Josh. Appetite for Destruction. Read it twice if you need to. Okay. He read it twice and said User Illusion 1 and 2 are better. That's his choice. Do you need to agree? No. No. So you don't. You can say, I don't like this kind of question, but not word it the way that you did. It's holier than thou fuckface version. And thanks to Amy, this is very true. I don't know your age, talking to fuckface, but millennials identify more with estranged, coma, and even breakdown way more than anything on AFD. By the way, I've had this conversation with my wife. I don't consider myself a millennial, even though the cutoff is, what, 80, early 80s or 82. I'm 83, all right? I am on the cusp of Gen X and millennial as a 40-year-old born in 1983, September 8th, 1983. I once watched an HR video, human resources video, for a radio station that talked about what it's like to deal with different age groups in the workplace, and they refer to my group as cuspers. I prefer that to millennial. So I'm a cusper. OGs love the raw grittiness of AFD because we were living, or we wish we were. Dumb depends on perspective. Brando was introduced to guns later than a lot of us, and it's a legitimate question for someone who's straddling, trying to identify with multiple generations of fans. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. So Amy, this is why you're smart, so smart, smart, smart. I am literally trying to identify with multiple generations of fans on my social media. From kids, I've had kids on my show. Cooper, remember Cooper, 9 years old, went on stage with Guns N' Roses? To the older than me, 50s, 60s. I don't think I've had, other than guests, I don't think I've had any 70-year-olds on this show. So yes, I'm trying to identify with all of that. People who were at the very first Guns N' Roses show versus people who discovered Guns N' Roses through Chinese Democracy, which is a real thing. And just to say, kid, you don't know what you're talking about, is gatekeeping and arrogant. Who cares, man? Who gives a fuck at the end? Like, really, who cares? And this is coming from somebody who's been doing a GNR podcast for 8 years. Who cares how they discover it? Or this question, people were talking, it's a good question. Do you like the raw grittiness, or do you like the top 12 of epicness? But by potentially the same group of guys. Izzy, I know, but it's a legitimate question the way that I phrased it. And even if it wasn't, did not require that response. So I had just mentioned, I don't know why you turned heel. You know, your last few comments very nasty that you will be blocked soon. So I'm giving him a chance. So if he happens to listen to the podcast too, this is my rebuttal to you that maybe you'll hear and respond to, but that was extremely inappropriate, and I won't stand for it. You want to antagonize me, motherfucker? Get in the ring, motherfucker. No, I mean, that's how I feel. That's why I love this band. Before the podcast, this is how I feel. You know, this is how I am. I'm certainly far from the biggest guy in the world, but when I'm, like, pushed, it was once phrased by my therapist that I have an acidy tongue. I do. But also at the same time, despite being handicapped, when I was younger, I haven't done this in many, many years, but I've thrown a punch in my defense. Like Axl. That's why I grew up, I'm like, I love Axl. I'm like, I don't think that's his default to be angry, to jump in the crowd and punch somebody in the face. But if you push him, man, he will do it. You don't push him. And that's how I felt about myself. in addition to just how great the music was. And yes, that's how I grew up with them, that they were already broken up. Use Your Illusion had came out. Spaghetti had already come out. This band was dead in the water. There were Chinese Democracy leaks and rumors. That's how I became a fan of Guns N' Roses. That's why it was such a big deal to finally see Axl in 2002 and to see that. It wasn't Guns N' Roses the way that a lot of people say. That wasn't Guns N' Roses. And I understand what that means. But at the same time, that doesn't take away from, that didn't take away from my experience, which was very special that night and has been since, all these years later, to do a podcast, to talk to you, to get to talk to rock stars. It's been amazing. So I want you to come along on this ride. And please let me mention, because I wanted to do this podcast solo myself, that this will be, well, it's not the last episode. It's going to be the last episode on SoundCloud, unless there's some sort of a way Spreaker does things. So like an idiot, I've been paying for a couple audio spaces my entire life, or this entire life. So now that I have a one-stop shop where you can find us, afdpod.com, and you could always ask questions directly there, that the next episode I'm going to use for like my RSS feed, if you know what that means, Spreaker, which goes to iHeartRadio, the iHeartRadio app, which goes out to all the Apple Podcasts and all these other places. That's going to be the home base for my audio. So it used to be SoundCloud. As of this episode, it still is SoundCloud, but I'm going to stop that. So if you see any disruption of your service, if you don't see the next episode, which is going to be Wolf Hoffman and Mark Tonillo of Accept are going to be on the podcast. So that's going to be the next guest. So if you don't see that in a few days or so, certainly by the end of the week that I've put this out, let me know and I will look into why. But again, afdpod.com is where you can find us. iHeartRadio, the app, YouTube, of course, and the conversation continues on social media. I had a lot built up today. I try not to have these conversations on social media because you're bogged down to the computer. And I don't want to do that. I have a life. I don't have a life today, so to speak, I guess, because they're coming home soon. Baby Brownstone and the missus from their New Jersey adventure, their dance adventure. Oh, let me mention this before I go too. So this time next month, I'm going to make my very first trip to London, my very first trip to the UK. I have never been overseas before. Who's there? Let me know if you're there. Maybe perhaps we could meet up, or better yet, or well, maybe not better yet, but just equally I would appreciate is a suggestion on where to go. Perhaps what is a Guns N' Roses landmark I should visit? There you go. Let me know. But in addition to Accept, there, I'm sure there will be more interviews. Before I bon voyage, I just don't know what they are yet. That's kind of the beauty of this podcast. Whereas like during User Illusion, they didn't know what was going to be the set list. What's next? Sometimes it's like that for Appetite for Distortion. So exciting things ahead. AFDpod.com. There's ways to financially support the donate, whether it's via Patreon, whether it's through PayPal, whether it's through merch. And I'll just say, you know, off the record, whatever I earn goes to the Baby Brownstone Hard School Fund, because everything I make is just given to him. And I just wanted to give it a clever name, like my namesake, Appetite for Distortion. It's clever. It's clever. All right, so that does it for this episode of Appetite for Distortion. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for letting me vent. Until the next episode, when will you see it? In the words of Axl Rose concerning Chinese Democracy, I don't know if soon is the word, but you'll see it. No! Fuck it! No! Yeah!
Thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home.